NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Houston, and NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Baytown, Texas. Ari, let's begin with you. I understand that you tried to get to Galveston when I came ashore early this morning. What happened?
Well, on the main interstate going down there, Interstate 45, there was a stretch of a couple miles outside of Galveston that was completely covered with what I can only describe as the artifacts of people's lives. It was everything from upside-down boats to small things like Christmas ornaments and stuffed animals, completely making the interstate impassable. And as you walked through it, you just saw really these artifacts of, you know, people's homes that had all been blown up there by the hurricane.
What did people tell you?
You know, what was amazing was what they would have considered good fortune. They were saying to me, gosh, I just hope our second story isn't flooded. And I would say, well, your second story, what about the first story? And they would say, oh, well, we know the first story is flooded. We accepted that. But we're just hoping the second story is okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Ari. Let's go to Carrie Kahn in Baytown. That's about 30 miles outside of Houston at the top of Galveston Bay. Carrie, what's the scene there?
I'm at the Waterfront District Public Boat Ramp, and it's quite a sight. There are dozens of boats that have broken from the pylons, which just disintegrated, and they are stacked up on top of each other almost to the road here in Baytown. It's just a devastating sight of rubble and boats, and they look like all those scenes you see from hurricanes when they're all stacked up one right after the other.
What else have you seen?
We've traveled through a lot of Houston out to the water's edge on Galveston Bay, and everywhere we see there are down power lines, there are trees just snapped in half, there are very few people out once you get closer to the bay side. We did see some stragglers, some people that rode it out and heard of terrifying nights of windows cracking and just fearful for their lives, but they're glad that they're here and they're staying put. We saw a lot of people trying to do the little cleanup that they could. There is no power anywhere, and they were just raking up debris, trying to cut through branches, and really trying to just wait it out until the authorities can come and help them and bring back the power.
We've got just under a minute left. You still with us, Ari? Carrie, what else can you tell us? Anything else?
I think people are just, you hear a mixed relief that they made it through the storm, but also now the hard work begins. One woman told us, said, we went through the worst, but then you look around and you see how much cleanup there is in Houston and in the outlying areas, especially in by these bayous and waterways where there has been flooding and people's lives are, it's going to take a long time to clean up this mess.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Baytown, Texas, and Ari Shapiro is in Houston. Thanks very much to both of you.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you.